Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KMOX News Time 9:52. Chris Ranji with you as we welcome in manager of the St. Louis Cardinals, Oliver Marmol, for our weekly chat here. Ollie, good to have you with us. So the loss last night, it's been a string of rough games for the Cardinals, and really the season has been difficult. What is it like in the clubhouse right now?
Believe it or not, it's been, for as bad as it's been, it's the clubhouse is doing well. We have some good leadership in that clubhouse, and to have the April that we had, May was better. But then to go to Pittsburgh and get swept there in the two games here, the guys are still committed. We're not seeing a lack of effort or a lack of focus or determination or dedication. I mean, they're committed to doing this well. It hasn't gone well for a lot of different reasons too, but the clubhouse is intact, and credit to the leadership in that clubhouse, because they show up every day as if it's a new day.
Matthew Liberatore got the start last night, had a good start in that first inning before they finally got to him. It's only been a handful of starts for him. What have you seen out of the young left-hander?
Yeah, we got to remember he's young, and at the end of the day, he's going to continue to get better every out, and we've seen flashes of what he's capable of doing. It's now putting it all together in one game. He's lacked the curveball command his last couple outings, which is a really good pitch for him, so he's had a lead on other stuff. Yesterday, he fell behind a couple guys for a double and a homer, and then the inning that got him was a walk and then a couple two-strike hits. And then their leadoff guy took a 1-2 pitch and cleared the bases on him. But when you look at Libby, what's going to be a key for him, and it's really, he got into 7 three-ball counts. The ball-to-strike ratio is close to 1-to-1 at times, and he's going to have to hone that in. But when he does, he's got enough stuff to go through a lineup and navigate it well.
Meanwhile, Jordan Walker, he gets the call back up. He made the team, as everybody knows, out of spring training, was sent back down for a time. He gets the home run last night. That was an absolute bomb. We know he hits the ball hard. How close do you think he is to really, truly figuring it out?
Yeah, that ball scorched. And it's just, that's a small glimpse of what he's capable of doing. And when this kid figures it out, he's going to be very, very, very impressive. And we have high hopes for what Jordan Walker is going to do and how he's going to help us win for a long time here. If you look at why he got sent down and why we did it, it was a matter of sending him down at a time where we wanted him to be able to be in an environment that's not a high-stake environment up here in order to work on getting the ball off the ground. And you look at when he was here, he was on the ground about 60% of the time. And there's just not a player in the big leagues that you would consider an elite hitter that does that. In AAA, the month that he was down there, he got it down to league average, which is around 44. And you can see the power numbers start to creep up. Yesterday, gets the ball off the ground and hits it hard, and you see what he's capable of doing. But, man, we're excited about what Jordan's going to be able to do. His aptitude, overall determination is elite. And he's going to be a really, really good player for us.
Cardinals back at it again tonight, 7:05 first pitch. We will have it here on KMOX. Ollie, thank you. Good luck tonight. Talk again next week.
All right, Chris, appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.